Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google said yesterday that it had achieved a long-sought breakthrough called quantum supremacy, which could allow new kinds of computers to do calculations at speeds that are inconceivable with today's technology. The Silicon Valley giant research lab in Santa Barbara reached a milestone that scientists have been working towards since the 1980s. Its quantum computer performed a task that isn't possible with traditional computers, according to a paper in the science journal Nature. For the first time, a generic mobile payment application is more popular than the Starbucks mobile application, which had long led the category despite being specific to one retailer. Apple Pay became the market leader last year, when 27.7 million Americans used the application to make a purchase. Since May 2018, Apple Pay has even grown faster than expected. In 2019, Apple Pay will have 30.3 million users in the US, representing 47.3% of proximity mobile payment users. Falling closely behind, the Starbucks application will have 25.2 million users this year, representing 39.4% of proximity mobile payment users. Beginning today, Amazon will be rolling out a news aggregation application for Fire TV users in the US. The application serves up a customizable news experience from a number of different outlets. The list includes nearly 20 names, a number of which are Yahoo subsites, including bigger partners like Reuters, CBS, Sports Illustrated, and the HuffPost. Mark Zuckerberg warns blocking Libra will be a win for China. Stopping Facebook's plan for a global digital currency could create new opportunities for Chinese technology. Zuckerberg warned US lawmakers as they questioned him over the company's Libra project. The Facebook founder heard bipartisan opposition to the plan and demand for serious discussion on breaking up the company. SoftBank confirms it will invest $5 billion in the WeWork company, plus spending an additional $3 billion on share buybacks. SoftBank will also ramp up previously committed $1.5 billion investment. SoftBank is set to take control of around 80% of the firm. One of his executives will become chairman of the WeWork company board, while co-founder and former CEO Adam Neumann now serves as a board observer. This was your short of the coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.